Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays here on 98.1 KZE. It's sponsored by Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84, and by the Hotel Tivoli in the corner restaurant, boutique lodging, seasonal Hudson Valley dining, and craft cocktails in downtown Tivoli, hoteltivoli.org, and finally, the Kingston Implant Center, offering computer-guided dental implant placement with a 15-year implant guarantee on Broadway in Kingston. The initial consultation fee is waived for KZE listeners. Learn more at kingstonimplantcenter.com. And returning once again by popular demand, head brewer at Hillsdale's own Rojan Brewing Company, Haley Shine. Welcome back. Yet once again, this is like fantastic. You could be a host of this.
Hi, Adam. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to come down here to KZE and see where the magic happens.
I know, but next time I'm coming back too. I think that's only fair.
Good. Spring, summer's an excellent time to visit Rojan.
Exactly. You guys have a killer beer garden.
Patio seating, yeah. Bring your dog.
Yeah.
Have a pint.
That's right. It's fantastic. A really nice environment. I like it. You just like you're driving 23, heading towards the Berkshires or from there, and you just dip down the road there by the creek. Is it a creek? No, it's the rail trail.
We're near the Rojan Kill, which if you know the area, is basically all over.
They're everywhere.
But yes, yeah. The Harlem Valley Rail Trail is right outside our back door. It's one of my favorite things to do. In fact, I was there on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Didn't it not that long ago extend, or they connected it with another trail or something?
The bridge is being built.
Oh, okay.
And I walked to the edge to examine the progress, and it's looking good. Very exciting.
Oh, very nice. Well, I'm looking for, they have a date, more or less?
Construction projects.
Yeah, sure.
Soon.
Okay.
It looks good.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And it'll connect the part outside the brewery, if you walk to the end and back, is about 3 miles, which is a nice walk for me.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a longer stretch that's better for longer cycling. Mm-hmm. Might interest you.
I don't know if you know, I'm preparing for the ride for mental health.
Yes, and
so,
indeed.
Yeah.
So it'll connect to a longer stretch, like through Millerton, which is nicer for longer rides.
Yeah, for sure. I find the rail trails are really perfect for walking. You know, dogs, families, solo, doesn't matter. But like it's typically flat. So it's not exactly ideal for it, like if you're biking, because you kind of want some
hills.
Some hills. But if you're just going for it with like, I don't know, like, oh, but for some people who aren't bikers, I'm not, but I'm trying to, you know.
Train.
Yeah. And raise things up a bit, you know, so I need the hills, even though I, you know, would.
I
fantasize
cycle.
About the flat. No, trust me. But if you're going to the bike ride with a friend or something, it's a nice way to do it, a beautiful way to do it. But if it's a popular walking spot, then you're navigating and what have you. But rail trails are one of the greatest part of living up here. Let's face it, they're everywhere.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful one.
I look forward to checking it out. But today, Haley Shine, we're talking about two new additions to the beer menu, the beer and ale menu over there at Rojan. And you brought two growlers.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So,
okay. Well, I imagine you would be, right? Every time you introduce something new, that works out.
And I get a little nervous about it.
Sure.
But, well, that's great. But it's new. You got to keep it. What's new? What's next? You got to keep it fresh.
You need the hills.
You're right.
Right? You not just the flat surface or whatever. Trying to make an analogy here as best I can.
So in the colder months, when things are a little bit slower, it's an ideal time to make lagers for us. Most beers are either ales or lagers, and lagers, they take longer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. So you have to leave them in the tank for the flavor maturation. So they ferment at a lower temperature for a longer time, and you tend to get more of a crisp, clean yeast character from it, which tends to highlight the malt and the hops a bit more than I would say ales. Ales have a little bit more of their own flavor footprint. It's a warmer, faster fermentation, tend to be a bit fruitier. So we make a lot of ales and we do make lagers. And this is the perfect time, as I was saying, because you can give them a little extra time in the tank. And so spring is a great time for lager releases. Mm-hmm. So the first one,
And by the way, these are, just so we, I apologize for interrupting, both of what we're tasting here, this is Tuesday, the 21st of April, and both of these are going to be available in cans.
We're canning them a week from today.
Okay, so you can actually buy them, take them home. And also, are they in various shops?
Yes, we do a small amount of local self-distribution.
Right.
Which I think you can look that up on our website. But always, in your favorite local place to buy a beer, take a look for us on the shelf.
There you go. Sorry, but I interrupted.
Oh, the first lager. Mm-hmm. RJJR, Rojan Jr.
Oh, okay, that's clever.
It's a light lager.
All right, well, let's try it. Let's try this RJJR. And while you're pouring, I'll just ask you, what is the most popular, first of all, category of beer or ale currently at Rojan? What would be the most popular?
So if you're familiar with craft beer, you're certainly aware that the IPA haze craze is still underway.
Right.
And, you know, I love a hazy IPA as much as the next gal. But sometimes a nice, crisp, clean lager, like the RJJR or the Taconic Sundown, which is the other one I brought, which is a little more malt-focused.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, refreshing change, especially when the sun is hot.
All right.
So Rojan Jr., super light.
I have a feeling sometimes the pale ale appeal is also because, I think this is a generalization, but isn't the alcohol level higher in a pale, typically in a pale ale?
Well, IPA is a little bit stronger than a pale ale, I would say. Mm. And we mostly see IPAs in the hoppy category. So this is a low alcohol, and that is of interest these days. It's trending. People are looking for lighter, lower alcohol options or non-alcohol options, which we see as well.
You can have one or two of these and then drive home. Yes, I think 4%. You're okay.
Yes, 4%.
4%. Oh, that's low.
4.5.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Thanks. Yeah. So it's super light. So the malt or the grain bill includes corn, which sort of lightens up the body a little bit, which is common to do in lighter styles.
Yeah, this is kind of my type of beer, RJJR.
RJJR. Super light. It's got sort of a grassy, lightly citrusy hop character to it, but it's just meant to be clean, crisp, refreshing, easy to drink on a hot day.
And it probably pairs well because it's not terribly demanding on the palate.
It's a great food beer. Wash it down.
That was good. Really good. Again, RJR, brand new, currently available on tap, will be available, I don't know, by the end of the month in cans.
Canning April 28th. This is a sneak preview. And as you said, available on draft week. We're open.
And again, I meant to bring out some of the music, musicians rather, that are performing this, you know, the rest of the month and into May. But there's always a great lineup, and they have a certain percentage. Probably a fair amount of those are regulars. They're on rotation, but they're always adding and subtracting musicians there. So it's a fun place to experience music while you're having your beer of choice and a meal.
Absolutely. A beautiful
and
space.
And wonderful staff.
Well, that's an important part.
How long have you been there now?
Since construction.
What year is that? Are you talking about?
I moved to the area in 2019 to help with the opening of the brewery. We opened in February of 2020.
Ah, right before I got here. Right beforehand. Okay. And you've been there all these 6 years.
Yes.
Nice.
Through a lot of changes, and it finally feels like we're coming into our own.
Yeah. That's great.
Yes. It's been.
Let's try it.
Taconic Sundown.
Taconic Sundown. Love that name. It's a great name.
So Taconic Sundown is an amber lager.
Okay.
So you'll notice it's a beautiful color.
What can you say about it before I take a sip?
So this amber lager has rye in it, which adds interest.
Yeah.
It's a malt-focused beer, and the rye adds a little bit of rustic malt complexity, a little bit of depth, and I love that. But it's a malty beer without being heavy. It's still pretty light on the palate. And there's the hop that we use has a little bit of an orange note to it, which I think works really well with the rye. So it's really nice to have the subtleties of the malt and the hops without a lot of yeast noise in the background. That's why I like these flavors in a lager.
The word toasty comes to mind. I don't know why.
Absolutely. That's a toasted malt.
Oh, Yeah. Oh, good. I'm learning. Slowly, you keep coming back, so I'm building, developing a language of vocabulary, finally. Because that's tough. Like, yeah, I can do it a little bit better with wine, because I'm more of a wine drinker.
Well, all it takes is practice and making associations. I mean, smell and taste are based on memory.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about what you're drinking and make connections, yeah. I like to try to take the snobbery out of it so that...
Absolutely.
So that everybody feels like it's available to everybody.
It's accessible. And I think if there's a snobbery around, you know, beers and ales, I mean, imagine wine. It's far more of considered like kind of elitist thing. People come into wine shops and they're always feeling it. Not everybody, of course, but a certain amount of the population feels intimidated because
beer's, you know, for everyone.
Beer's for everybody. Well, and wine is.
Except for minors.
But we're talking about beer today, so. This is delicious.
Thank you.
The delicious Taconic Sundown.
Yes, Taconic Sundown.
Very good. Also available on tap at the moment, canning a week from today, or Tuesday, whatever you're listening.
Two craft lagers to interrupt the parade of hazy IPAs in craft.
Mm. Very nice. So what is your goal every year? Do you, first of all, feel compelled to introduce new items? And then how many do you, is there like a number of different ones you try to hit every year? Or,
well, it's a balance because, well, let's see, we have 10 or we have 12 taps, and we usually have one or two local ciders from Little Apple Cidery.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we have flagship beers, you know, that we have year round. And there's some people that love the beer that they love and they want to have it every time they come in.
But if something's not selling, that's naturally one you'd probably want to bring in another one to experiment with.
Well, some of the ones that aren't necessarily the biggest movers have the most loyal fans.
I get it, yeah.
We make a blackberry lavender sour.
Uh-huh.
That, yeah. There are some people that's the only thing they will drink.
Yeah.
It's called Emma.
I like it. The sours. Yeah, that's definitely for...
If that's your beer, then that's what you're looking for to have. But it's important to... There's also the people that want to know when they come into a brew pub, especially what's new, what's next. And so I think you have to... Keep it interesting, keep it rotating. So I like to have a balance of styles as well. So not too heavy on any one type of beer. And I think it's important to have
All of these always available in cans? Is everything available in cans?
No. We do four of our flagships we always have in cans. And then we usually have a couple of seasonals. So these lagers will be our... Spring.
Got it.
Spring, early summer seasonals.
Well, I've been talking with Haley Shine, who is the head brewer at Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, New York. Please do yourself a kindness and stop by Rojan. Open every day other than Tuesdays.
That's right.
And you can check out them online. They have a website. They're on Instagram, yada, yada, yada. But check out what's going on there in terms of the menu, in terms of the drinks and music. And other things. And you can rent the space, by the way. I want to tell you, there you can also rent for private events. They have the space for that. I was there last year for a wedding rehearsal night, whatever you call it, like dinner.
We definitely come to us and ask about your private event.
Mm-hmm.
We're also working on just sort of new ideas for events. So stay tuned this summer for what we've got going on.
Thanks for coming down.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And we'll do it again.
Look forward to it.
All right. This is Tasting Tuesdays on the Midday Show, 98.1 KZE.